to ask your honest opinion about something.
What?
Are you worried about this NATO shit coming up?
About the what?
About the summit coming up.
I could give a flying fuck about the summit, to be quite honest with you.
You don't think they're going to tear the city up?
I don't think so. I don't know. I really don't know. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, let's just put it this way. I work for the state, and we're all on call.
So they think something could happen?
Yeah, big time.
Not cool, man. Not cool.
They're talking everything possibilities, this and that, even dirty bombs and shit.
Well, that'll be more towards downtown.
Yeah, oh, look which way the wind blows.
That's true. I've never been the type of person to sit there and be scared about shit, so that's why, even with the 9/11 bullshit, I wasn't all fucking afraid afterwards. But why? If you're fucking afraid, then they win. Think about it. The point of a terrorist is to cause terror. If what you do doesn't have any effect, or it doesn't work, or no one gives a fuck, then what you're doing is not really working.
Yeah, they lose.
So they want everybody to be scared and be on guard and always have to watch their back. That to them, they're like, ha ha, we're doing that to you. I mean, I don't know, man. It gets to a point where we can be so safe, we can take so many precautions, but it becomes such an inconvenience. Is it really worth it?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, again, they've got 9 different groups of people coming in to protest. And the 2 groups are from other countries and stuff, and they're renowned for creating a lot of havoc and shit.
See, that's the fucked up part. I don't... These protesters and shit, there's a way to... Back in the day, you could protest and get your point across. Now they always want to use violence and start shit and do dumb stuff. And that's why their rights are getting shit on.
Yeah, for... Well, the other thing that they were talking about, too, in our meeting, was that all it takes is one guy to throw a fucking rock.
Pretty much. That one person starts it, it's just going to go back and forth and escalate.
Yeah, that's the big thing about downtown. Everybody's worried about all these stores and shit getting demolished and shit. You know, it is a big possibility.
Well, yeah, man. People are pretty pissed. It's just boiling and boiling and boiling. Pretty soon, there's going to be a point where it's got to boil over.
Yeah, well, look where our government is, you know, and a good point in fact, you know, they lied to everybody. The unemployment rate, they're saying, is only 8%, Obama and all this other bullshit. Fuck that, it's 23%. These people are so tired of not being able to get employment and shit, they go off unemployment because they run out. They're not counting them.
Exactly. They're not counting the people who have already went past the term of, you know, past the period of being eligible for unemployment. Like, I had unemployment before, and it ended up expiring or whatever the hell. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, they're not accounting for the people who have just said fuck it and given up.
Yeah, oh, I don't know if you caught this on the news the other day, but they're saying, well, it was 2 years. They extended it because of the economy, and now they're cutting it back to 1.5 years.
See, I only got mine for 1 year. I didn't even get mine for the full term if they said you could.
That really sucks, because I know a lot of people are out looking for jobs. Both my kids are in college now, and they're looking for jobs, and there ain't shit.
That's why I've gotten to the point now where rather than looking for some asshole company to work for, which, don't be wrong, if you've got the degrees, you can do it, but I want to kind of start my own shit, you know, my own computer repair and all that bullshit business, because I've got the location for it already, and it's just, if I'm going to have to sit there and struggle looking for a job for you, I might as well just start my own shit up, you know, and start my own company. Fuck it, why not? Who knows, maybe it'll hit off and I'll become the next fucking dude on a magazine or some shit.
Yeah, I wish you all the luck there, buddy, I'll tell you, you know. I've been looking for ways to, you know, come up with some kind of great idea and get it marketed, but, you know, I think just about everything's taken.
The way I look at it, computers aren't going nowhere, man. They're here to stay.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, again, the turn of the coin, if you can get your foot in the door somewhere and create something like Facebook or something like that, I mean, come on, look at that guy. He's, what, 27 years old, with billions that don't give a fuck?
Right. That's fucking badass. He made a lot of money off that shit, man. A lot.
You know, I actually thought about somebody creating a help one where everybody can help each other out.
What do you mean, like if I need something and you got something to trade for?
Well, not just that. You know, if people are struggling, shit, need something, you got extra, you know. Yeah, that's another subject I don't want to get into. Jesus Christ. Fucking drill in the golf already, will you? Everybody else is.
Obama. Goddamn.
Yeah, I was talking to this guy. His name is David McNeil. And he was talking about basically the economy and stuff. If Obama gets back in office, you might as well kiss the dollar goodbye.
What do you think of the odds of him getting it again?
Well, now that he's voting for all the fucking gays and shit, I mean, come on. You know, he's trying to drag votes. What do you think?
Yeah.
Bottom of the barrel there.
Hey, when you get a chance, go look up Obama in bathhouses in Chicago.
Obama in what?
In bathhouses. Do some research. You'll be like, what? The man is gay. Andersonville bathhouses. Rahm Emanuel went to it. Barack Obama went to it. It's essentially a gay man's massage parlor.
With a happy ending?
I would assume much more than just a happy ending goes on there.
Damn.
Who is it out there in this damn?
Yeah, I'm seriously thinking of selling my shit here. I'm not sure yet.
Selling what shit?
My radio.
Why?
I'm going to be moving in 2 months. Can't put it up.
Oh, that sucks. Where you're going, you can't put a thing up again?
Yeah, that's what sucks, too. I can't throw an antenna up.
He's in the city or suburbs or what?
I'll be on the city.
If you got a tall enough building, you might be able to convince them to let you put it on the roof.
They said absolutely not. I already checked.
Damn, what did they say absolutely not just because they don't want an ugly antenna up there, or do they expect any problems?
Oh, he gives me the bullshit about lightning hits and all this other crap. Interfering with the neighbors.
Not if you have the right. Let me speak some English here. Not if you have your station set up right. You won't have any interference. But you can't argue. He's a landlord.
Yeah, four. Well, I don't know if you know. I'm losing my house after 25 fucking years.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Wife lost her job. I can't afford it. I got 2 kids in college.
And college ain't no fucking joke.
Yeah, tell me about it. One's 35 and the other one's 27. A year.